The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Da, 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 da.
Get your gun. Dum, bum. Da, da. Hey, everybody.
We're going to do that for the whole hour.
No, we're not. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. Where are you? Stuff. She's getting ready. Here she goes.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of his host, guests, the callers, and the bird behind me won't shut up.
There's always something you're pulling out of your hat. I love the opera.
Could you hear the bird?
I could. Now, is that your cockatoo?
Parakeet. Yep, I got
loud,
two of them.
Loud
parakeets. Oh, he's vocal. He's very, very vocal.
Now, they don't speak, correct?
They supposedly can make mimic sounds.
Mm-hmm.
These two are too lazy. They're too much in love. They want to keep cooing with each other.
But, is that right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you need to do the separation anxiety counseling. You need to separate them, let them go through the anxiety, put them in separate cages, take them out on, you got to take them out and you got to have them each on a separate leash. Yep, that's what you have to do.
I'm afraid, folks.
That's what you have to do.
She's gone over the edge.
These poor little parakeets, so they can...
They
do,
love each
they'll
other.
They'll mimic sounds, but not words.
Well, I had one that did a wolf whistle for a while.
The
mm-hmm. It got a little old, but that's okay.
Yeah, over and over and over. It's like a drop of water on your forehead.
Now he just sits there and he goes.
Yeah, that kind of would drive you nuts after a while, too. But what are you going to do?
I love it.
You know, they're your little Tweeties.
Yeah.
They're your little Tweeties. So let's try this again. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
Together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. As you know, those of you who are our fans, oh my gosh, WTBR 89.7 FM. Man, the emails we're getting.
Isn't it crazy?
So we want to thank you all for your emails, and we just want to do a shout out. I got a shout out to Nan. I'm sorry, but she is like our biggest fan.
Aww.
She comments every time I see her. She loves this show.
Good.
She's just, we want to have her on again.
Uh-huh.
And she can't wait to hear Password.
Okay.
Which hopefully you've already heard, because this is a recorded show, as we tell you every week.
Uh-huh.
Password was so much fun to do.
It was. It was a hoot.
And thank you to Sean and to Bob and to Matt, all here, all that work at the station.
Yep. And we did it without any rehearsal.
No rehearsal.
Just sat down and said, let's go.
Let's do it. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It would you just get five people in a room that are all type A nuts. And it worked.
And I won.
You did win?
Yes,
and what
did
you win?
I went a trip to FedEx.
I know. Did you go yet?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Take pictures. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Are you going to get special clothes to wear and everything? Did that include Greg? Was it for two?
Oh, no.
No, just for one?
Just for one.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be great. We ought to get you over there and take some pictures at FedEx and give it to the guys. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully the guys won't hear this and it won't be a surprise.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
I think it is too. We need to do that. We can do that today. We can do that today.
Possibly. I have groceries in the back of my car.
Ouch.
And some are frozen. And I have been here since 10 after 1.
Why were you here so early?
Because I couldn't get home and back here again in time.
Oh, my goodness.
So when this show is over, I'm running away.
There's a freezer in here, isn't there? Can't you put your stuff in the refrigerator when we take our break?
I don't know.
Somebody might
eat it.
Be careful. Check the frozen food, Greg. Check it. Smell it.
None of it's for him.
Oh, okay. Well, Bev, I love you. I don't want anything to happen to you. So, days of the week.
Yes.
So, with the way our schedule has been and the fact that we're both going vacationing and we're doing, you know what, we're doing a bunch of shows. We're putting them in the can. We may even run a repeat. We're hoping that the days of the week will coincide with when you're listening so you can apply them to your lives. June 28th.
Okay.
Tao Day, T-A-U. What is that?
Oh, it's a way of philosophically thinking.
Okay, yeah. Tao Day. The 29th is Camera Day. The 30th, Watch a Meteor Day. Oh, wait. What if there isn't one that day?
Go on the NASA website, maybe?
I think so. July 1st is International Joke Day. The 2nd, this one is for some people we know out there, is I Forgot Day.
Isn't that everybody that we know?
Everybody we know. The 2nd is also World UFO Day. The 3rd is Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Do you think I'll see a UFO on that day?
I think you'll probably see it if you compliment your mirror and you're looking at you. Maybe you're a UFO. You do that show. Maybe you are a UFO.
I could take that in so many levels.
It's a compliment. You'd be rare. You'd be rare. You'd be one of a kind, my dear. You'd be investigated and probed. Okay, no.
And she hasn't even started drinking yet.
No, Workaholics Day is the 5th, and I skipped the 3rd. Sidewalk Egg Frying Day.
I wonder if you can really do that.
Maybe if it's really hot on a car, I thought. It'd be fun to try.
Yeah.
International Plastic Bag Free Day is the 3rd. I kind of skipped that one too. So no plastic bags on the 3rd.
You get put away.
And that brings us right. Oh, you're talking about like in the morgue?
No.
Oh. That brings us right up to the 6th, which is World Kissing Day. I wasn't going to go that far, but that's a good one.
She's kissing. I have 3 true or false, and 2 are true, and
1.
1 is false. That's the only other option. Number 1, the Milky Way galaxy is on a collision course. Number 2, pandas have particular sleeping spots. Number 3, Canada and Denmark have been playfully fighting for control of a tiny island near Greenland called Hans Island.
Denmark?
Mm-hmm.
And the pandas, what was that?
The pandas have a particular sleeping spot they prefer.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know 1 is true. Well, I know. 2 are true.
2 are true.
but I think I know the one of the 2 truths.
Okay.
I think I do.
Okay.
So what have you brought today?
I have found some of the greatest websites.
Oh, I need a pen.
If you need to veg out or just have a little bit of fun.
Oh, yeah.
These are the places to go.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
There's one called, all you got to do is type this in. Because I don't have .com and all that. Nice News.
Oh.
It's a website that only has positive news. Only positive news.
That's probably the best thing I've heard all day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I did hear some news today, talked about some news, read some news, and I just want to shut it all off.
Oh, gosh.
And you kind of think to yourself, is there any nice news? I guess you have to go to Nice News
and find out.
And check it out.
This one is called A Soft Murmur.
A Soft Murmur or just Soft Murmur?
A Soft Murmur.
A Soft Murmur.
If you're looking to create your own ambient background music to listen to while you work or read, A Soft Murmur is the fun website for you. Create your own mix of white noise and other natural sounds to relax and waste some time.
Is there a fee?
No. They're free.
And you create it and then you must download, you have it on your phone then or you have it on your computer?
You can do, yeah. Yeah. Well, these are all the ones that I have today are free.
Wind chimes.
Yeah.
And wind.
Mm-hmm.
Together.
Rain.
Yes. That's the best. I did have a wind chime one that I was listening to before I go to bed. I'll get in bed and go, hey, Alexa, play wind chimes. But trying to go to sleep was hard because this particular one had birds chirping in the background.
Oh.
And that doesn't work when you're trying to sleep.
No.
Yeah.
At least I can turn the light off at night and my birds will be quiet.
They get quiet?
Oh, very.
Do you cover their cages with a cover or a towel?
No.
So you turn the lights off, they know it's dark, it's time.
Yep.
Wow. You have trained them well. You've trained them well.
What have you got?
I had some things that I wanted to look at that were on BuzzFeed.com. You've gone to BuzzFeed.
That has some good stuff.
Bizarre things people have witnessed in public that made us go,
oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Am I the only one seeing this? Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Am I the only one seeing this? Is there anybody else that can see this? So I had to cross some of these out because
I'll
they were
bet.
Not appropriate. But this one, I was on a driving lesson recently, and I saw a guy waiting at a bus stop. He was wearing full face scuba mask and snorkel. Other than that, he had on normal clothes.
I was going to say, what else was he wearing?
Normal clothes, full face scuba,
okay,
and a mask and a snorkel. Isn't that funny?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a thing.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you do walk around and you see something and you do a double, triple take.
Break your shoulder. Look.
Yeah. What? Good.
Okay. This I was worried about, but I looked it up and I did. Everyone that I mentioned here, I looked up to see that they were real. Chat GPT. It's ChatGPT. And it's not where you go on and you talk to other people and you have a chat room or anything. It has nothing to do with that. It's if you're looking for some good ideas or just some simple entertainment, go on to ChatGPT. You can ask it anything at all. And so I went on it and I said, okay, tell me where I can find a dragon.
And what did it say?
It gave me a list of all these books and stuff that have dragons in them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you could say, tell me where I can find artifacts. And it will tell you museums, books, movies.
Yes. Yep.
Like a bunch of different things.
You can ask anything you want.
ChatGPT.
Yep.
That's P as in Peter, T as in Tom.
It is.
Keep on going.
The one that's really, really good, and I'm going to try this one. I'm going to really try this one. Muscle Wiki. It's MuscleWiki. Now, this is a fantastic site if you're looking to work out or trim down or diet or whatever. It not only gives you a full diagram of all the muscles in your body, but how to stretch and work them out with videos of people doing them.
So you look at the muscle.
Yep.
And then you can find the exercise for that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then they have men and women showing you how to do it.
That's brilliant.
Video. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
So that brings up, Mark has had some pain. Mark is my husband. In his chicken bone. In his back.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
he kept saying, my shoulder hurts up into his neck.
Uh-huh.
And I felt it, and it felt like there was, like, tense, you know.
Okay.
It was very tense.
Yeah.
And so there's someone that we know that does it's some kind of a massage, but it's not a massage. It's something else.
It's not Reiki.
And nope. And he came home and he pressed my back down closer to my waist.
Uh-huh.
And he said, if I press here, does it hurt? I said, no. He said, she pressed there down by his waist,
mm-hmm.
and the pain happened up in his neck. And he said, she knew what she was doing.
Did she make the pain go away?
He felt better. But you know, you really have to go a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And but yeah, it connected. And you know, this makes me think a long, long, long time ago I had pain in my chicken bone. I call it a chicken wing and yeah, back in the back.
Yeah.
The blade. So bad. Yeah, the blade. The shoulder blade. Yeah. That would be the scientific. And that was back when a doctor would come to your house.
Oh my gosh.
I was in my 20s.
Oh my gosh. That was a long time ago.
And he started pressing underneath my rib cage into my abdomen, and I had severe pain down there. The pain I was having was in my pancreas, but it was referred pain up into my shoulder blade. Is that nuts?
These bodies we have.
Man, oh man, oh man. Mm. Yes, people, there were times when doctors came to your house.
Food trucks used to come to your house, too.
Yep.
You get your bread and your milk and...
Butter
and a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I miss the good old days.
It was cool. It was very cool.
Yeah.
It was very slow.
Yeah.
We were also younger, so things didn't bother us.
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to end.
We didn't know. Yeah. We didn't know. All right. Oh. That reminds me.
Yes.
So, Mary.
Yes.
Mary says to me that when she listened one of the weeks ago, because I don't know how many weeks ago it was now, because we don't even know when you're hearing this. She has never heard us laugh as hard as we laughed on this particular show where we were lost and out of control. And I thought,
oh, we've done that a couple times. That's nothing new,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for your emails. And we did the thing at the park. We did the live show.
I don't know if anybody's
farmer's
heard it yet.
Market.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, we never want to hear ourselves. But that was so fun. And
my,
a lot of our listeners came out. And they came out and listened
and
said hello.
Lynn had a wonderful feedback show.
Which was?
When everybody walked by, wanted to talk with
him. Oh, they wanted to talk.
Yeah.
But people kind of came by with cute little animal puppies.
Yeah.
People had shirts with messages on that we needed to read.
And hats.
And hats. So this lady here says, a guy was jogging backwards on the pavement near a busy stretch of road in Trinidad.
Was he doing the moonwalk kind of thing?
I don't know. But maybe it's a way to... You know, sometimes I've seen people walk backwards on a treadmill.
Uh-huh.
I don't really... it must work a different group of muscles, maybe?
I would probably fall down and hurt myself.
Well, on a busy street in Trinidad? I wonder if that means there's lots of traffic.
Wow.
It says here, it was amazing. His coordination and his ability not to bump into anybody or hurt himself was really impressive.
Eyes in the back of his head.
Occasionally, he would jog sideways before going full reverse. He was jogging.
He jogged backwards?
Jogged backwards. I bet you could Google that and find a video.
Huh.
Okay.
What should I read next? That's the name of it. If you've read all the books in your library, this website will take your preferences and give you all the book recommendations you could ever want.
Those people out there who are readers, mm-hmm. and I know there's lots of them,
mm-hmm.
that's really cool.
That is extra cool. Should I read next?
I'm jealous of people who read.
Why?
Because I want to be a reader, and I find that when I start to read a novel my mind travels. I have to go back, and I have to read the last three pages, and then I have to read some more, and then who's Andy? And they have to go back, and I have to find Andy, and when did Andy come into the picture? because I don't remember. Well, they referred to Andy as Bobo, and it's his nickname, but we don't really know that until five pages later, and they say Andy, and you don't know who that is because they've been calling Andy Bobo.
Okay.
I feel better.
All right. Get that out there and let it go. Okay.
I feel better. Thank you.
This is one you're going to love.
Okay.
And you might have heard it or tried it. It's called My Fridge Food. You forget to go shopping? Don't worry. Just type in whatever is in your fridge into this site, and it will create a recipe for you.
I don't know if this is the website, but it was years ago when there was a website like this, and maybe this was it, exactly that. You would type in what was in your refrigerator, and they would show you things that you could do with it. And I'm talking, you type in everything, condiments, things like that, and it will tell you what to make.
My Fridge Food.
That's my favorite. You're right. You know me so well. It's crazy. So last night I slept over at my sister's. Schlept at my sister's. We did a sister night.
Nice.
And like I told you, I get bit by a spider.
She's got a puffy eye.
I do. You should have seen it this morning. It looked like I had been in a fight. It was like, bam. Yeah. So I know it was a spider.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, the thing is, I had a little mark over here that looked like a little red spot, like a bite. But then, while I was putting on my mascara, I noticed way over here in the corner, on the outside corner, a little bump. I think it was a mosquito.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
So you had a mosquito, and it wasn't a tsetse fly.
I hope not. Is that why I'm feeling a little bit tired?
I'm thinking spiders. Don't they usually? They always used to say you could swallow about 300 spiders lifetime. But you don't. You don't. You don't.
Are they dead? Is
no,
that why? Is
no.
it in your food?
No. When you're sleeping, they say.
No.
But it's not true. Believe me, it's not true. Because if they got anywhere near the mouth, the wind and the breath would knock it out.
What if their little creepy feet are hugging your tongue or hugging
your
lip?
They don't get that close.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to put a net over my face.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Wait till you see what I'm going to bring you next time.
Oh, my gosh. She's already brought me a spider.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
That was a Christmas tree ornament.
It was nice.
They're really pretty. This lady made them. It's really pretty.
It is pretty. On read. This is another one that goes back to what do you want to read. It says, if you need a quick and easy book to read, check out On Read's library of free ebooks.
Oh, reads plural. Reads. On Read's.
No, On Read.
On Read.
Singular.
You said quick?
Mm-hmm.
So they're short.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Quick, easy book to read.
I like it. I like quick and easy. I like that. I like that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Just like that cute little book that I love, Skipping Christmas. It's a quick read. It's easy. It keeps your attention. I didn't have to go backwards at all.
Good.
We've been together so long, we even laugh alike. We really do. We do. Shout out to my cousin Marie. Hi.
Hi, Marie.
I just thought about you. I thought that I saw you there and at the thing that maybe you guys haven't heard yet, but it's when we were live at the Common on South Street in Pittsfield at the Farmer's Market, and it was fun. I was a passenger in a car on a French motorway being driven to the airport as we overtook a car going slightly slower than the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. I glanced at the driver, and I did a double take. He was casually reading a thick War and Peace-type novel and eating a banana.
At the same time.
Yeah. And it says here, I exclaimed to my driver, who just shrugged and said, yeah, we're just laid back about things in driving in France.
Oh, my God.
I was in France, and I was in Paris, and we were at a very busy rotary. There's no lights in this area, no traffic lights. All the cars just go wherever they want. People beep, not a big honk, just beep. Our bus and another car collided.
Oh, no.
Nobody got hurt. The bus driver got out and went over to the driver of their other car, and they stood there, and they shook hands, and they chatted for a while, and they laughed, and then the bus driver got back in the bus, and the guy got back in his car, and everybody left, and all was well.
Nobody exchanged insurance or all that kind of stuff?
So we asked our tour guide, what the heck?
Yeah.
And no, I said, what the heck? What has happened here? I don't know if that's French, but it's not, probably not. And she said, that's how it is. Yeah, there's so many bumpers, you know, fender benders, bumper lumpers or whatever.
I don't like that.
Me either.
That's scary.
Yeah. Italy was like that. Just drive up on the sidewalk. It didn't matter.
I'm so glad we don't live there. Okay. You've ever seen pictures from NASA where you can see the different, what do you call them, solar systems or whatever? This site will actually let you paint those. It's hard to describe, but it's called 29A.ch. You go on, and it's an interactive, creative site, and you pick out a color you want, and you press where you want it to go, and it spins these, like, webs of color that intermingle with each other, and it looks like some starscape from somewhere.
Cool.
I mean, it is so cool.
So this is the number 2, the number 9, A.ch.
Yep.
Very cool.
Oh, they look so fantastic.
So you click on it with, will you use a touchpad with your finger?
This was on my PC, and I used my...
So you use your mouse?
I used, yeah.
Very cool. This is fun. So next rainy day.
Uh-huh.
And you're home and you don't know what to do.
You look absolutely beautiful.
I hope you wrote all these down. If you didn't, you can email us at
gmail.com.
Really?
No. stuffingforus@gmail.com. Or you can go to WTBR and look for the podcast.
Okay. These are cool. It's almost like you wish you had this list when we were in the lockdown during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we did this one. I saw a guy walking his rabbit on a leash through a park in Tokyo.
A rabbit.
Which was quite odd. And she said, I guess it might be quite normal in Japan, but I've never seen that before, but I thought it was cute.
Huh.
These are all different people. These are famous people. Some people are not famous. They're just people that threw these things out there, and it all was on BuzzFeed.
It was a famous rabbit, huh?
A famous rabbit.
There you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fill your heart. Fill your little heart with absolute joy and forget about the world with this fun website that streams from a live webcam set up at a kitten rescue sanctuary.
Oh my gosh.
And if you look like it's an empty room, don't worry. They always have cute baby kittens either snuggling, playing, or being overall adorable.
And you just watch them?
And you just sit there and watch them.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
And you just watch them?
Yeah.
Do you eat a sandwich or anything while you're doing that?
Sometimes you
have
get
a cup
popcorn.
Of coffee, popcorn.
Yeah.
What's the website?
Live Kitten Cam.
Live Kitten Cam. Live Kitten Cam. I wonder if they have a puppy one.
They do.
I would like to watch
the
puppy one.
They have the puppy ones.
Too.
They have bear ones. They have giraffe ones. They have Yep.
So are they all on Live Kitten Cam?
You can get to them from Live Kitten
You can.
Cam.
You can click on other animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see the giraffes. And you know what I'd like to see too? An elephant.
Okay.
But they have elephants are fun to watch. They're a little bit slow, you know.
Mm.
Hey, maybe they have a sloth one. You'd need a lot of time. You'd have to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The sloth would have moved like 3 inches.
Okay.
So here's another one. Once I saw an adult man wiggling like a worm across the floor at Tesco. So I'm thinking Tesco must be like
It's a grocery store.
Okay. With a barely patient employee following closely behind. So some person was laying on the floor, wiggling down the aisle.
It's like a Walmart or a Big Y kind of place.
I don't know. Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's British.
Yeah. So, yeah. This
Irish,
I
should say.
So the other day, I was driving down the Pittsfield-Lennox Road coming toward Pittsfield.
And you saw somebody doing that?
I saw somebody in the middle of the road with a pair of orange shorts on and a shirt laying in the road.
Are you telling me the truth?
Absolute truth. Somebody had pulled over trying to get this guy off the road. He wouldn't get up off the road.
But he wasn't hurt.
Nope. And, you know, traffic was obviously going around him. I called 911.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, we know about him. We're coming. We've seen him before. He's trying to get to Great Barrington. I said, by laying on the road, what does he think? He's going to get picked up in a hearse?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that strange?
That is really creepy.
So I don't know what the deal was. Hey, if anybody knows.
He needs help.
Yeah, you can tell us if you want to or not.
Mm.
It was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Did you ever do Wordle before?
I have not, but I've seen it.
Yeah. They say it's a great game and you should start it, but I went on it and I looked at it and I couldn't make heads or tails of what they wanted you to do.
Is it a crossword puzzle?
No, they give you a block of letters and they say one of these doesn't belong and I can't figure out how to get rid of it or change it or something to make another five-letter word kind of thing. It's you have to look at it.
You have to look at it and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, right now there may be some of our listeners that are saying, we know, we know.
Tell me. stuffingforus@gmail.com. No numbers.
No numbers. The internet addresses are all lowercase.
They are?
Yes. So just want to say that all internet addresses are lowercase letters. So I had someone tell me their website and said it's lowercase, blah, 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 then capital, but they're all lowercase letters, all of them. You don't ever have to remember to do capitals. Like my website, it's capitals because it's easier to read.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Passwords sometimes have to be capitals.
Passwords have to be.
Yeah.
But not website addresses.
Huh.
Now, Mark, if you're listening and I'm wrong, maybe you better keep it to yourself. No, if I'm wrong, I would like to know, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right. They're all lowercase.
Okay.
Just throwing
all
it
right.
out there.
All right.
Okay.
Now I have one for you now that you've mentioned you like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They have Wikipedia's list of individual dogs. Did you ever want to know what Air Bud's real name is or learn about the heartwarming tale of Greyfriars Bobby? Waste away your boredom and be tickled pink when you scroll through this fun website full of famous individual dogs.
What's the website?
Wikipedia's list of individual dogs.
List of individual dogs. And they're famous?
Mm-hmm. And this is like a regular Wikipedia.
That's a lot of dogs.
Website. Yeah, they've got a whole page or more.
That's a lot of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
My son is getting two dogs.
Why?
They are labradoodles.
Oh.
They're adorable. Because they had to put their dog down, which was very sad.
Yeah.
They are adorable. He doesn't have them yet. But, oh, and they don't, pretty much don't shed, depending on the mom and the dad and where they came from, but just look so cuddly. They look like they're just so cuddly, like an overgrown, you know,
but
hair of the poodle.
They grow big, don't they?
These don't grow too big.
Oh, okay.
I guess because of the poodle part.
Uh-huh.
I think there might be more poodle. But then again, like you say, there's large poodles. There's standard poodles.
Yeah, miniature, though.
Teacup poodles.
Mm-hmm.
The teacup poodles are hard because the more I dunk them, I don't really get any tea out of them at all. In London, I saw a guy on a bicycle wearing a colander as a helmet. Is that so funny?
Oh my gosh.
When we had to wear masks and stuff at first in the very beginning, when we refer back to COVID, I was in the supermarket and this guy had a colander on his head and he had a mask on, but he had, you know, the noodles you use in the ocean, the floating noodles. They're those long styrofoam noodles. You buy them in the store.
Oh, yes, yes.
He had them sticking out. He had attached them somehow to himself and had them sticking out. Remember how we were supposed to stay 6 feet away from people?
Uh-huh.
Well, he had them all sticking out on all sides of his body. So when he walked through the supermarket,
nobody could
get close to him.
Somebody wants attention, really.
Oh, my gosh. And he did have a colander on his head.
What would have happened if you'd walked up to him, gotten between those noodles, and knocked him on the head? Hello?
I don't know. I would have been a little worried.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
This will send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Every time I hear that one about Evco, where you can go to a hypnotist, I remember when I went to a hypnotist in Northampton to quit smoking. And all he did was try to pick me up.
Wait a minute. When you get hypnotized, I think you're supposed to lay down.
But he was very suggestive, and it was not fun.
Whoa.
Not fun.
And that's pretty creepy because did you go back?
Never. Never.
Yeah. Did he hypnotize you?
No. I guess I was so shocked that I kind of just...
And you were the only one there? It wasn't a group?
No, it was just me.
Ooh. Ooh.
I was good looking back then.
Oh, you're good looking now. Actually, my sister Patty said, Bev has the most beautiful eyes.
Aww.
After she came on. Is my eye beautiful?
Which one?
That's not swollen.
Isn't she a sweetie?
Oh my gosh. That's something that you just, you know, how old were you about?
Probably early 30s.
Okay. I think when I was in my early 30s, I didn't even think about people doing that. I was so naive that I think I just never would think that would happen.
You get so...
Did you leave early?
No, but I did not say thank you or anything. Or
did you
pay? I just left as soon as I had to pay ahead of time.
Really?
So, and it didn't help me quit smoking either.
Well, no, he didn't hypnotize you. I hope he didn't hypnotize you.
I haven't been back.
Okay, I'm glad. So I have, remember we were talking about how to leave a conversation?
Yes.
Well, wait, let me finish. I'm going to keep going with these.
Okay.
So once I saw someone do a perfect cartwheel on the pavement at a busy intersection in the heart of town. Well, I can see where somebody would do that.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
I think that's kind of cool. Or somebody doing a hula hoop.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We didn't do your true or false on the first, top of the second half of our show.
That's
I knew something
true.
Felt wrong.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Number one, the Milky Way galaxy is on a collision course. Number two, pandas have a particular sleeping spot they prefer. Number three, for over three decades, Canada and Denmark have been playfully fighting for control of a tiny island near Greenland called Hans Island.
So that it's interesting that you said friendly. What did you say? The Canada?
Playfully fighting.
Playfully fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting word to have in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think I know.
Okay.
I hope I know.
Okay. Let's see. Stellarium. If you live in a big city or an area filled with light pollution, it's probably been a hot minute since you've seen a night full of stars. Take a peek at this online planetarium to see which constellations and planets are out tonight. It's Stellarium. Stellarium.
Stellarium.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the closest observatory?
Oh, gosh.
Is there one in New York City? Where
there
is there
might
one
be.
Near us? A planetarium. Planetarian.
You're going to have to go to that website I told you about and ask that question.
Okay.
The one that says what? Do you remember? Chat GPT.
I'm going to look up and see where the closest planet... I'm going to look. Let me just... You take the wheel.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to just look because that would be cool to know.
Zoom Quilt is a website.
Oh.
You ever see a picture or a painting and you look at the little tiny pieces of it and then you can see something else maybe? There's something on TV where they zoom in to that little place and then they just keep going into other places and zooming in again. Well, that's what Zoom Quilt is.
So it zooms into quilts?
No, it zooms into all kinds of things.
It just zooms in.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why they call it a quilt.
It says if you're looking to bide some time while having a hypnotizing experience.
Oh, I'm going to underline that one for sure.
Check where a picture infinitely zooms in to create and reveal new
pictures. Oh, that one I definitely underlined for sure. So there's a planetarium in Williamstown. There's the Hopkins Observatory in Williamstown.
Excellent.
So we have our own planetarium, and then there's the John R. Kirk Planetarium at New Paltz, New York.
And you just went
that's
to this
not
website?
Far. Yeah, that's
boom.
About 67 miles. Oh. Oh, I love planetariums. I think that I would love to go.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, there's also one in Serbia. Okay. A little bit too far.
All right. Now, do you remember or have you ever had it's like a jar with sand in it, but it sifts down real slow with different colors?
Yes.
There's a website where you can do that.
You make it or you watch it?
You make it and it goes all by itself and you watch it and then you can change the colors and you can do it. You move the cursor back and forth because you can find out, you know, you want this end to be bigger or this end or,
And then you watch it?
It's like a sandscape.
Yeah. The ones that I've seen, once they're done on one side, you flip them.
Uh-huh.
And they start to go down, and it's obviously different every time.
Yes.
That could be really hypnotizing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, no, I don't want you to get upset talking about hypnotists there, because you had that bad experience.
Okay. All right.
Nasty man. He's probably gone on to the... Whatever. I was in a hotel lobby in Sicily. Not me. This is what I'm reading.
Uh-huh.
When I saw this older, mustached gentleman in a pinstriped suit discreetly knock on the wall, a panel on another wall opened, and he walked through, and then it closed.
The same wall?
On another wall. So he knocked on the wall and maybe turned to the left, or he turned to the right, and right. A wall opened, and he went through, and it closed.
Now that's cool. Where did he go?
This person said it seemed like a scene out of a movie, like there was some mob-run poker game or something behind that wall.
Whoa.
That's a good one for your show.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
What's behind the wall?
List of conspiracy theories. There's a website where you can get sucked down the dark rabbit hole of the internet, and it'll have you denying history and wearing tinfoil hats.
Oh.
And it's Wikipedia's list of conspiracy theories.
No.
That'll have you scrolling for ages.
Can't do it. That's one I won't go to.
No, because they grow on you.
I can't do it. No, can't do it. No, won't go there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. It's not like I'm going to force you.
Okay. Do you have one about gardening? Never mind.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Not really.
One time, I was paying inside at a gas station when a guy pulled in driving a loud truck connected to a boat. Isn't that interesting that someone would say a truck connected to a boat rather than a truck
pulling,
towing, or pulling?
Yeah.
I continued talking to the cashier and then glanced up to see the guy cleaning the windows with his tongue. It says you, this is from NBC. It said, you read that correctly, ladies and gentlemen. A grown man was licking his car windows at a gas station on Main Street in Hicksville, USA. I still tell this story anytime someone says they're embarrassed. I say, yeah, you want to know embarrassed? Some guy was licking his windows.
I don't think he was embarrassed. If you could get yourself to do that, you wouldn't worry about being embarrassed. Oy vey.
So let's look at this a bit.
No, let's not say we did.
Main Street in Hicksville, USA.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think this is a joke?
There's a thing going on there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is a joke, but that just...
I can't even breathe now. Incredibox. And this is for the younger people, because they're the people that like beatboxers. You can create your own music with a merry crew of beatboxers.
Hmm.
They have images, cartoon men, and you have a little row underneath with different sound types. And you click on one, and you click on one of the guys, and they start doing it. And then you can click on another sound, click on another guy, and he starts doing it.
And they get added together?
They get added together.
I think that'd be cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. So is it just
Just beatboxing.
Just beatboxing. Mm-hmm. There's no other instrument you can add, and there's no voice.
Nope.
There are some very, very cool videos where they have a square, and say the square has 12 pictures in it, and it's the same person in each picture, but that person has changed his or her hair, or put glasses on. So every picture of them has been twisted in some way, so you look a little different than everyone. Uh-huh. And the first box, somebody, the person will start doing like, boot-a-boop, boot-a-boop, boot-a-boop. And then the second person starts going, be you, and pretty soon, and then you got the person in the middle that starts singing a lyric.
Yeah.
With all of the pictures of her or him all around, making all the tapping sounds that, and then it all comes together.
I love it.
It's very, very cool. And I don't even know how you would look that up.
Beatbox.
Yeah, maybe that would give you a list of other
things like it. This is called Incredibox, so maybe they will tell you.
That sounds like a very fun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, even for us older people, right? All right. I sat down to relax at a park in New York City. After a few minutes, an older man came into view. He spread his arms out to the side, and he just stood there. Immediately, dozens of pigeons from the entire park flew over and landed on him. They were on his arms, sitting in his hair like a nest. They were at his feet. He was not giving them food or anything. He just stood there for a few minutes, letting them perch. Then he walked away, and they spread out around the area. When he got to the other side of the small park, he spread his arms again, and the pigeons all flew back to him.
Oy.
It was so bizarre, and nobody reacted because it was New York.
I love it.
Wouldn't you love to see that?
That happened to me. Not with pigeons. The other day I was out watering my plants. And a I was wearing a bright red shirt. And a hummingbird must have thought I was a plant and came over. And it was like inches from my leg. And it was like, oh my God.
Oh, and you probably didn't move, right?
I did not.
You wanted to see.
Yeah.
They love red.
I know.
Oh, that is so cool.
I know that has nothing to do with what you were saying.
But yes, it does. But it's one of those things where you say, am I the only one seeing this? I wish somebody else could see this.
I put my hummingbird feeder up and somebody or something knocked it down.
Mm. Do you have bears?
I have never seen a bear where I am now.
Mm.
Up on the hill before, yeah.
How about a camel? I think that they do that.
Oh, my God.
Camel? There was a woman who sat outside a coffee shop, and on her lap was a ginormous cat.
Okay.
This cat, she said, was the size of a small pony.
Mm.
The cat had a tiny baseball cap on with cutouts for his ears. Doesn't that sound like it would look really adorable? Honestly, I thought the barista had put something in my drink. It was crazy.
Makes me think of those Maine Coon cats. I love
those cats.
What's
a Maine Coon cat? What's that?
That's somebody calling me. Doesn't matter.
A Maine Coon cat.
They're cats that are probably about four times the size of your regular house cats. And they look fierce and scary, but they are the gentlest, sweetest love bugs there are. And
Maine,
very, very expensive.
The Maine, like the state?
Mm-hmm.
Maine Coon cats.
They are beautiful.
And how much do you think they are?
Oh, they cost at least $500.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. They're huge.
Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, my goodness.
Look them up, folks. They're gorgeous, gorgeous cats.
You need to look this up because this cat that this man is holding looks like a small lion.
Yeah, yeah.
They are gorgeous.
And just like regular cats, they come in all colors and
marks. Yes, they do. And they are gorgeous.
Don't they look ferocious?
They do because they have really tall, pointy ears.
And very long snouts.
In these pictures. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. I wish I could show this to all of you.
Yeah. I would love one of those cats.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're so gentle and babyish.
Are they?
Yeah.
I wonder how much they cost.
$500 to start.
Right? To start.
For kittens.
For a kitten.
It's more for the adult.
I wonder if the kitten is a large... No, I guess it would be a kitten. And then it wouldn't be a large kitten,
No, a kitten is probably about the size of...
A kitten, right?
Your cat.
Okay, so it is bigger.
Yeah.
So there's a website called Majestic Coons, and it's all about these kittens. And there's a you can click on it, and you can see all of them that are available. Oh my goodness, there's pictures of them, and it says whether it's available or not.
If it's a sex and the whole
thing. Oh my gosh, it tells you if it's a male. Yep.
And they get all their shots.
It says when they were born.
They're beautiful.
Wow, they are beautiful. Well, that was cool. It makes me want to get one.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're allergic to regular cats, though, they would be killers.
Yeah, they would, and I am.
Oh, forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, life hacker. Do you want to know what to do when you're facing eviction? Or maybe you've always wanted to learn how to make soup dumplings but didn't know how. Life hacker has well thought out articles to make life's hurdles a little bit easier to manage.
Anything. I think I've gone in there.
Yeah?
When looking for stuff for our show.
Mm-hmm.
When looking for things, I think I've been there. This makes me think I want it to be a very cold, wet, rainy day and be alone in my house and just look at all of these and just, you know, give yourself permission to just sit down. Don't take off your jammies.
No.
Get a cup of coffee.
Get a drink.
Check them out, you know, and don't think, oh, wait a minute, I have to go do this or, oh, I have to go do that. Oh,
No.
So I remember at work, this woman decided to change her baby in the middle of the work dining area instead of going into the bathroom to use the changing table. I was so disgusted because it was a poopy diaper, and I don't know why no one said anything. Why is the baby at work in the dining area in the first place?
Was she an employee?
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't
it? Was she a resident?
Maybe. Yeah, no.
Okay. You know,
they have those changing tables in the public restrooms for babies.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had a child if I could do that. I guess you could lay down a changing pad on it. You carry that in your diaper bag.
I would probably do it under the table.
Oh, my gosh. Be cleaner than the top.
If I couldn't leave the room.
Yeah.
All right. True or false?
True or false. I think maybe.
There's the Milky Way galaxy. There's pandas sleeping. And there's a war with Canada and Denmark.
Okay. I'm not even going to change my mind.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Milky Way is colliding with another galaxy. I'm going to say is false. So panda and Denmark, well, Canada, is true. Don't even.
For over three decades, Canada and Denmark have been playfully fighting for control of a tiny island near Greenland called Hans Island. It's true. Every once in a while, when officials from each country visit, they leave a bottle of their country's liquor.
Aha.
The Milky Way galaxy is on a collision course. The Andromeda galaxy is close enough to collide with Earth's Milky Way galaxy in 4.5 billion years.
Is false.
No, it's true.
Oh, gosh.
Pandas don't have any particular sleeping spots. They just simply fall asleep wherever they happen to be.
Is that right? I always picture them in a clump in a tree. I thought they just loved to clump up in a tree.
Sitting out on a hill and they...
I'm glad I'm not going to be around when the Milky Way collides.
I know. Isn't that
something? I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Nope.
Okay.
Don't want to be here.
Thank you,
hey,
folks.
Hey, it's been Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for being our fans.
Because we're your fans. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.